Hi, I'm Edie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Victoria's peak irrigation lobby group is questioning the logic behind New South Wales temporarily lifting a floodplain harvesting embargo. Following this month's downpour, some irrigators were permitted to pump in parts of the Northern Basin for 3 days. I caught up with the VFF Water Council Chairman Richard Anderson to find out what the reaction has been in the Southern Basin.
Oh, look, I think it's pretty disappointing. It was agreed back at Minto that, the first bit of water coming down would, flush out the system, hopefully get down as far as the Lower Darling. I mean, there was never big enough rains to fill Manini Lakes or anything like that. So it doesn't mean anything at the moment with what they've had so far in terms of, southern irrigators. But the whole thing is to flush the system out. I mean, it's been a long time since there's been any flow down the Darling, and, there's towns all the way up on the Darling, and, to get a flush of water coming through would have been more sensible, I would have thought.
The reasoning that the department in New South Wales is given for why it was lifted is to minimise flood impacts, allowing farmers to move water around their property and to avoid damage of farm infrastructure. Is that a viable reason as to why these embargoes that were put in place were temporarily lifted?
I don't live in that area and I can't comment about the on-farm infrastructure, but I wouldn't have thought there was enough water coming to do that type of damage at this point in time.
Why is it important in your eyes as a Victorian irrigator for this water to be allowed to flow its natural course to see how far down the river system it would have got?
Look, in a smaller flow like that, it has no effect on on our Victorian seasonal determination. So I think it's more about the towns all the way up the Darling getting a flush of water to come through to clear the system out a bit. And then if it continues to rain in the north or there's heaps more coming, then look at your embargoes.
At what point in time would it be an appropriate time and to lift these embargoes, do you feel, considering the amount or the lack of rain that we've seen in recent times and how dry the rivers have been? And in fact, we've actually seen riverbeds in many cases because of the lack of water.
Oh, look, it's hard to comment about when the embargo should be lifted. I mean, once your first flush gets through, then you can reconsider the options. I think the embargo was on until the end of this month anyway, I think I heard somewhere. So maybe you should have stuck to that.
The Victorian Water Minister has written to the Commonwealth Minister asking for the Interim Inspector General for Murray-Darling Basin Resources and the MDBA to examine what's happened here. Do you think that's adequate action?
Well, the Inspector General, he did a report on the Northern Basin. It was to be looking at compliance and everything else, but I think, rightfully, the Victorian Minister would be a little bit upset about it simply because it was agreed that the first flush would be allowed to go through.
That's VFF Water Council Chairman Richard Anderson. I'd love to hear your thoughts if you're living in either the Southern Basin or Northern Basin about this situation. Send me an email, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today and for this week. I'm Edie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.